What is going on, y'all? How y'all been feeling? How y'all been feeling this month? It's September 2021. I hope y'all been doing good, because I've been doing fine, actually, over the past month. But yeah, sorry about the delay for the podcast episode. I know this might be coming out later than expected. I was supposed to be dropping this earlier today, today being September the 1st, but I had a lot of stuff to do today, and I was kind of running around. I was busy today, so I didn't really get a chance to come around to this until later on tonight, which is around 11. So yeah, sorry about that, y'all, but we gonna get back into this episode now. I can't wait to talk and discuss this topic that I'm about to discuss on this episode of Under Diversion. So y'all stick around, stay tuned, let's get right into this. All right, y'all, so today I wanted to talk about the topic of discussion today, that being, well, the title of this podcast episode is called We Need Help, right? And by we, I know a lot of people, just by looking at the title of this episode, y'all might think that we need help is referring to we as in the black community. Maybe that's one of those, or maybe that title name is one of those ones where it's like it's worded differently, so it makes people think this is like a race issue or a racial injustice topic that I'm going to talk about, and that's not necessarily the case. What I meant by we need help, I'm referring to the younger generation of men, and I'm 21 years old, so of course I'm not excluding myself from this generalization of people or of men, because I am still young. Obviously, I'm not gonna sit here and act like I know every single thing. I'm just passing on information to the youth, especially the men that are younger than me, or the ones that are typically around my age, like 20 to 23. But yes, anyway, we need help. We, meaning the younger generation of men who are growing up in the modern era or the modern age in this society. And when I say we, I'm talking about more than African-American males. This relates to every single race of males or of men that are out there across the nation, across the U.S., and across the world, if you want to take it beyond just America itself. I'm talking about black, white, or African-American, Caucasian, Hispanic, Asian, you know, so on and so forth. It's for all of us. And of course, the need help part, I put need in all caps, because we really do, all of us, the younger generation of males in this world, not just America, but in the world, we need some type of male leadership. And I say that because, well, to people who have been paying attention to the more social or cultural aspect of everything that I'm about to talk about, everyone is pretty much known that there is a big war between a matriarchal household and a patriarchal household. And for those of you who do not, you know, recognize these terms, patriarchy is a system of society or government in which men hold all the power and women are basically excluded from that. A large portion of that power is, you know, not in the women's hands. And of course, on the other side of that same token, you have matriarchy, which is basically the opposite, with women being or women having or being known to have the more prosperous or more power positions and roles in political leadership. So basically, I'm just going to rephrase that and make it easier for everybody to understand. So patriarchy is a system of society and culture where most believe that the man should be in power, and matriarchy is the belief that the woman should be in power. And of course, those are acted upon within, you know, like certain communities, societies, and blah, blah, blah. That's pretty much a whole nother topic for a whole nother episode. I'm not going to get into that. But with that being said, patriarchy and matriarchy translates to or makes its way into the households in America as well. And that is what causes so many problems in the household, because it's like a big power struggle between man and woman. And so, of course, younger men or young kids that are male that are raised in a matriarchal household are going to be missing something. And I say that because we have millions upon millions of young boys out here that are being raised by single mothers. And I mean no disrespect to all the single mothers out there. I was raised by a single mom for the majority of my life up until I was like freaking 13, 14. So I mean no disrespect to all the single mothers. I mean no disrespect to women, but with younger men being raised in a matriarchal household, as I said, they are missing something, and they are missing the leadership of a man, and missing the leadership of men, of a man, it can really, really damage a young male or a young boy. And this then leads into what happens when a father or a father figure is not in a young man's life. It can damage him emotionally, spiritually, physically, because based on everything that's happened over the past 30, 40 years, most of us ain't, like, we're not dumb. Most of us already know what's going to happen to that young man who doesn't have a father or a father figure or a mentor in his life. He is going to be sent off the rails mentally. He's going to have a hate for his father, and that hate typically carries on into his early 20s. Most matriarchal households being ran by women, they teach the young male that is growing up in that house, they teach him to hate other men. And I was a victim to this as well. Like, when I was growing up, I didn't even want to be like raised by another man, or better yet, I didn't even want to look at another man. Every time my mom brought another man into the house that she was dating, I would look at him and compare him. Well, every time I would look at them, I would see my father in a way, and I would think, oh, you're not here. You're not here for me. You're just here for my mom. So it's like, I was thinking, like, he is just the same as that other dude. That other dude being my father. Like, I used to be so upset with him long ago. Like, I didn't even want to call him my father. I'm going to be real with y'all, and I mean this in no disrespectful way, to any of the single moms who's raising their sons and are doing a good job. I mean no disrespect to them in any way, because once again, I was raised by a single mom for the most of my childhood. But I don't care how good that these women are raising their sons. I don't care how good they're treating them, raising them, teaching them. But despite all of that, a mom cannot teach her son how to be a man. And of course, many people have heard that before, And that is indeed true. And think about it like this. And I actually saw a video, and I thought it would be good to reference that in this podcast video or podcast episode. But I saw a video of a turtle, and there were like two or three. They were either apes or chimpanzees or gorillas or something like that. And of course, somebody was recording it. And the two chimps, they were feeding the turtle like bits and pieces of an apple. Like they would eat it. They would eat some of the apple. Then they would extend their hand out or extend their arm out to the turtle and let the turtle bite a few chunks of the apple off too. And I was just sitting there thinking, I was like, And I was like, that is kind of what is represented in a relationship between a single mom and their son. Because once you look at it through a bigger perspective, or once you look at it through a bigger lens, a bigger scope, you see the chimp nurturing, taking care of, and looking after the turtle in a way, the same way a single mom would care for and nurture and look after her son. And it's like, yes, being nurturing and caring and looking after a son, that's kind of what the mom's role is. You know what I'm saying? It's supposed to be the mom's role to be nurturing to its offspring, right? But see, check this out. That turtle, it's not really getting, it might look like it's being nurtured for and taken care of and things like that. And it's good, the nurturing side of the mother coming out, right? But yeah, the turtle is getting watched after, but it's not getting watched after from its own kind. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, the turtle is getting nurtured and looked after. The turtle, it doesn't know its own self. It doesn't know its own body. Like, it doesn't know its own anatomy, because the older or more experienced same kind of that turtle, and in real life, in real terms, I'm talking about the older male and the younger male. The older male is not around, and with the older, more experienced turtle not being there to teach the younger turtle how, or it's not there to teach it its own anatomy of its own body, and it's not there to guide it and lead it and show it how the others in the tribe, the others in the turtle pack move. So in my opinion, I mean, some people might not agree with this, but it's whatever. In my opinion, I believe that the mother is supposed to be nurturing and caring and loving, and the father is supposed to be guiding and providing leadership. And not to say that the father isn't caring as well. Of course, both members of the party are caring towards his young son. But the father, most of them, they tend to show their love and affection and, you know, their careness. I don't even know if that's a word, but they tend to show their caring nature in a different way. And so what I'm trying to say is, it's not even about that. Like, it's not even about the fathers being, well, it is about that, but I'm not gonna sit here and say that every single mom and father are going to work out and be together in the same home with their son. That's not what I'm saying, because it doesn't always work out like that. Like, people grow apart, people fall apart, people fall out of love, love dies most of the time. It's whatever. I understand that. But the younger generation of men need help in terms of anybody, any male figure. We need help from them. We need guidance. We need leadership. And of course, some women have the ability to give guidance and leadership. But we, us younger men, we need that from a human with the same anatomy as us. And by same anatomy, I mean we need that from a person who got the same, you know, genitals as us and the same framework and all of that good stuff. So yes, most of the time, a young man being taught by their own father is always great. It's always great to experience that bond of leadership and guidance and all that good stuff. It's good to experience that from, of course, the man who made you, but that's not always the case. That's not being realistic. And some fathers, they just leave for no reason at all, and that's kind of effed up. But you know, us being a younger generation of males, we can't control what our fathers do. We can't control them. And what they do, if they leave, that we cannot let that control us. We have to get that leadership quality, that guidance, that wherewithal, and that stability of the mind and all of that good stuff. We have to look for that somewhere else. We have to look for a mentor. We have to look for male mentors who are willing to teach us things that our absent fathers didn't. And hell, it don't even have to be a mentor. It could be a bigger brother. It could be someone like an older friend, or even someone that you look up to as a father figure. This is what I'm saying, is that we need, this is exactly what I'm saying. We need help, because households without a man in them, or households with younger men, the younger generation of men growing up without any male guidance in their life, is not going so well. It's really not. And it's proven. It's statistically proven that is not right. It's not going well for them at all. And most young boys or young men who grow up in that environment where they don't have any males around them to lead them, they end up having hate for a lot of men. And then they just end up being like, oh well, I don't need nobody. I can do this by myself. I'm independent. I don't need nobody. I'm self-made. I'm gonna be self-made. And once again, I had this same mindset growing up. That is not going to do anything but hinder your progress in life. It's not gonna do nothing but hurt you in the end. And this is what I'm saying, like, all parties involved, with us being the younger generation of men and the older generation of already established men who have connections and who are peaceful with their life, who are at peace with themselves and how they got through all their struggles. Both the younger generation of men and the older generation of men, we have to come together. Like, we have to, well, it's not even them. It's all men in general. We all have to stop hating on each other, bro. Like, we have to start helping each other out, especially the men of color. We got to stop. We got to get out of this mindset of hating on our brother. Like, we have to come together and start teaching each other, or learning from each other experiences and guiding each other in the right direction. Because at the end of the day, if us men don't help each other, then who is going to help get us back on track with our lives? Who is going to help us do it? Because shit, mostly all young men, especially in today's age, in the modern era, all these young men, they just try to find other people. They try to look at other areas of people and blame them for their own problems. Like, and I know because I used to do this as well. Like, everything that I'm talking about in this episode, I used to do. Like, I'm speaking from a place of experience, and I'm just trying to help people out. But anyway, as I was saying, the younger generation of men, we actually go as far as to blame others for our own problems when we really got to look internally first, and we got to help each other out. But most of y'all already saying that y'all being quote unquote hunted by law enforcement, hunted by police, and hunted by authorities in the country. So we got to deal with them. We got to deal with authorities. And we already got to deal with women who hate us. Not all women, but a majority of women. We already got to deal with them saying fuck all men. And excuse my language. But we already got to deal with some women saying fuck men. And men ain't shit. And that they view us as the enemy. Women think like this because they themselves don't have a father in their own life or in their house. But that's a whole, like I said, that's a whole another episode for a whole another day. I think I might actually do an episode on that as well. Why a woman or why a young girl needs a father in their life as well. I think I might do that one day. But anyway, yeah, we gotta be, the younger generation of men, we gotta be more receptive to information. We gotta open our ears more to other men and other older men who are trying to teach us stuff. And that's another thing, it's okay to take information in now when you in your late teens and early 20s, bro. It's okay to take in information and learn stuff and pass it on to other people, because it really actually be a lot of older men and older women, really just older people in general, who be telling the younger generation, oh, you ain't wise. You ain't wise enough. Yeah, you don't know what you talking about. Wiseness comes with age and all this old other stupid crap. Don't even listen to them people, because at the end of the day, isn't it smarter to learn from others' experiences and learn and take other knowledge, like take information from other people when you're young, when you're in your early 20s, so you don't have to experience all that other bull crap later on in your life? Isn't that the smarter thing to do? Wiseness does not come with age, and I'm being tired, like I'm really getting sick and tired of hearing that, because that is a load of baloney. Wiseness does not come with age. Wiseness actually comes from listening to others, learning from their mistakes, and learning from their experiences, but also learning from your experiences, your own experiences as well, and taking in knowledge and information, especially being in the most informative and technologically advanced era ever in human history, where it's actually easier to get information than any other period in Earth's history. It's just that shit that older people be saying really be pissing me off. Because me, I'm 21 and I'm not gonna sit here and say I'm the wisest person ever, but I damn sure is wise. And because one thing about me, I'm going to keep learning. I'm going to keep learning from my mentors. And I'm going to keep listening to what they got to tell me about life. And I'm going to keep learning from my own experiences as well. I'm not just going to sit here and wait for everything bad to happen to me later on in my life. Like, no, you got to be crazy. But yeah, man, once the younger generation of men and males, and not just black people, but all races of young men, once we start listening to our elders instead of hating them, and listening to our brothers instead of hating them, I really believe that we can really build ourselves back up in this country and in this world, rather. And I really do believe that doing that will build up our character. It will build our focus, our determination to get better. It will motivate us to be better men. And be better men, not just for ourselves, but before our girlfriends and for older men, for their wives, and for those who have children, for their children. I really do believe that it would benefit everybody if the younger generation could get the help that we needed, or get the help that we need, rather. But yeah, guys, if y'all managed to listen to me talk, if y'all actually stayed to the end of this, how long is this? It's like, we're going in about 25 minutes strong on this one. But yeah, if y'all somehow managed to listen and stay this whole time, then kudos to y'all, man. Y'all some real ones. But yeah, thank you for clicking on this podcast episode. Thank you for listening. And I will continue to pump out more episodes. I will try to get another one done this month, actually, probably, instead of waiting until next month, because I just been writing and I've been reading and I just got a lot of stuff on my mind, man. So so once again, thank y'all for listening, and don't forget to download my podcast and save it on your playlist of other podcasts of other creators or whatever you listen to. And don't forget to spread the word about my podcast, please. That would be very, very useful. And also, don't forget to leave me feedback and let me know what I'm doing right, what I'm doing wrong. Just let me know, because I like constructive criticism. And please just share your thoughts with me, actually, and because I would love to hear what y'all got to say. And not just men, but women also. I want to know what men and women have to say. But yeah, once again, like I said, thank you for tuning in to this one, y'all. And I will be back with more. All right, see y'all soon. Peace.